Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries on Ilila 12, the loving dealings between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagad Ananda Pandit. A summary of the 12th chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha as follows. For this chapter discusses the transformations of ecstatic love which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited day and night. The devotees from Bengal again journeyed to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya. And as usual, the leader was Shivananda Sena, who traveled with his wife and children. But because arrangements were delayed en route, and Lord Nityananda did not have a suitable place to reside, Nitai became somewhat disturbed. Thus, Nityananda Prabhu became very angry with Shivananda Sena, who was in charge of the affairs of the party. And so, in loving anger, Nitai kicked Shivananda Sena. However, Shivananda Sena felt highly favored to have been kicked by Nityananda Prabhu, while his nephew Srikanta Sena became upset and therefore left their company. Srikanta Sena met Sriman Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri before the rest of the party arrived. And it so happened that year that a devotee named Parameshwara Das Modaka also went with his family to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. The devotees often invited Lord Chaitanya to eat with them, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade them all farewell, Lord Chaitanya talked very pleasingly with the devotees. The year before, Jagadananda Pandita had been sent to Shachi Mata with prasadam and cloth. This year, Jagadananda returned to Jagannath Puri with a big pot of flower-scented sandalwood oil in order to massage Lord Chaitanya's head. Sriman Mahaprabhu, however, would not accept the oil, and so, because of Lord Chaitanya's refusal, Jagadananda Pandit broke the pot right in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to fast. Then, Sriman Mahaprabhu tried to pacify Jagadananda Pandit, asking the Pandit to cook for him. Jagadananda became so pleased when Lord Chaitanya accepted his cooking that Jagadananda then broke his fast. Shruyatang shruyatang nityang, giyatang giyatang mudda, chintyatang chintyatang bhaktash, chaitanya charitamritam. O devotees, may the transcendental life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be always heard, chanted, and meditated upon with great happiness. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Doyamai Jaya Jaya Nityananda Prasindu Jai. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is all merciful, and all glories to Nityananda Prabhu, who is an ocean of mercy. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Karuna Sagara Jaya Gaura Bhaktagana Kripa Purnantara. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is also an ocean of mercy. All glories to all the devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. His devotees' hearts are always filled with mercy. The mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always morose because of continuously manifesting feelings of separation from Krishna. Thus, Lord Chaitanya would cry out, O my Lord Krishna, my life and soul, O son of Maharaj Nanda, Where shall I go? Where shall I attain you? O Supreme Personality, who play with your flute to your mouth? So this was Lord Chaitanya's situation day and night. Unable to find peace of mind, Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his nights with great difficulty in the company of Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Rai. Recorded November 21, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Malini, Nama Pankaja Nitraya, Namaste Pankajangraye, Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Malini, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraye, Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Malini, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraye, Nama Pankaja Nabhaya. All respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has a specific depression resembling a lotus flower in the center of his abdomen. Nama Pankaja Malini. All obeisances unto he who is always decorated with a garland of lotus flowers. Nama Pankaja Netraya. Obeisances unto he whose glance is as cooling as a lotus flower. Namaste Pankaja Angraye. All obeisances unto Krishna, the soles of whose feet are engraved with lotus flowers, and thus he is said to possess lotus feet.